Welcome. This is Dr. Greg Serpa with the long version of the chair yoga practice. For the seated chair yoga practice, it's important to choose a chair that will give you appropriate support for the practice. This might be a folding chair or a sturdy dining room chair, rather than a softer cushioned easy chair. We want something that you can sit straight up and have the shoulders over the hips, and the knees at hopefully a 90-degree angle, as both of the feet are resting flat on the floor. We want to introduce the principle of wise effort in this practice. Some of you will be doing this practice without having medical screening, and wise effort is letting your own body be your teacher. If, for example, you have neck or shoulder injuries, and it's not a good idea for you to do those movements, please don't. You can just follow along and breathe as you move into the next practice and the next sequence of movements. Your body really is your best teacher. The first few times you listen to this sequence, it's a good idea to just consider maybe 50% effort. This is not an exertional yoga practice, but to link the movement and the sequences with the breath and being in the body. And this doesn't require the full range of motion. So listening to the body about what feels like the right amount of effort is key. We're not striving to get somewhere with our practice. We're just staying with our breath and with the postures, and we're being in the body with this gentle movement just as we are. So to begin, sitting up in a dignified way, with the shoulders over the hips, lifted up tall, and the chin tucked just a bit, and gently allowing the eyes to close, and placing the hands on the belly. With the hands on the belly, noticing the movement of the belly with the breath. Feeling the movement with the palms of the hands. And taking a few moments to breathe in and breathe out right here. Shifting the hands up to catch the bottom rib. So coming up a couple of inches and maybe moving your hands to the side a few inches just to catch the bottom of the rib cage. And noticing, how does the breath feel in this part of the torso? Breathing in and breathing out. Perhaps sensing an expansion and a release in the rib cage. And shifting the hands now up on top of the chest, up by the collarbones. And sensing the quality of the breath here in the body. Perhaps noticing a sense of the chest lifting on the inhale and releasing on the exhale. Simply tracking the breath. Letting yourself be just as you are, right here in this moment. And returning the hands to the lap, and following the breath. we're moving into some gentle sequence of neck movements. If you have any neck cervical difficulties, perhaps just noticing the breath and not doing any movement at all. Always using wise effort in the body. And we'll start with a very gentle yes movement of the head, but not the full range of motion. On an exhale, dropping the chin slightly towards the chest on an exhale. And then lifting the chin above vertical on the inhale. Matching movement to breath, lowering on the exhale, lifting the chin on the inhale, and continuing for a few cycles of breath. And falling into stillness and bringing the head to a neutral posture. And now moving into a gentle no movement with the head. On an exhale, moving the chin to the left shoulder, as if you were saying no very slowly. And on an inhale, moving the chin to the right shoulder. So exhaling to the left and inhaling to the right. Continuing the movements with your own cycle of breath, matching movement to breath. Two more. One more. And after you complete the last movement, bringing the head back to neutral and pausing just for a few moments in stillness. And we're moving into nose circles. And for this posture, just imagining there's a pencil on the tip of your nose and a sheet of paper right in front of you. And you're making a clockwise circle with the tip of your nose as if you were drawing on the piece of paper the size of a dime. So it's a movement so small, maybe someone might not even notice that you were moving at all. And slowly beginning to spiral this shape open to the size of a golf ball. And cutting the speed of the circle down by half. Slowing the circle and expanding to a tennis ball. And opening up the circle to the size of an orange and cutting the speed down again, moving very slowly. And only if it feels okay in your neck today, in this moment, opening up the circle a little bit more to the size of a CD. Moving very slowly. And perhaps noticing the difference of the quality of light through the eyelids as the orientation of the head changes with the movement. Slowing the circle, slowing until you come to a stop. And going the other direction, starting with the largest size circle you made, perhaps the CD. spiraling in to the size of an orange. Slowly spiraling in to the size of a tennis ball. Moving slowly now, the size of a golf ball. Into the size of a dime. Until you come to a point and drop into stillness. Just taking a few cycles of breath to notice, to sense how the stillness feels. Breathing in and breathing out. We're moving now into shoulder circles. On an inhale, the shoulders come forward and up towards the ears on an inhale, and back and down on an exhale. And continuing with your own breath, breathing in, forward and up, and exhaling, back and down. Three more. And two more. Taking all the time you need to match your own breath and movement. And one more. And pausing briefly as you finish the last movement. Having a lot of space between the shoulders and the ears, lifting the top of the head up towards the ceiling. And now going the other direction. On an inhale, shoulders go back and up. And an exhale, they come forward and down. Back and up on an inhale. Forward and down on an exhale. Continuing the movement. Matching movement to your own breath. Savoring the sensations in the body. And last movement. Breathing in as you go back and exhaling as the shoulders come front and down. And again, dropping into stillness for a few cycles of breath. The next posture will be arm raises, starting on the right side. If you have any shoulder difficulties or pain in the shoulder, either skipping this practice completely or not lifting your arm all the way. So starting by dropping your right arm over the side of the chair so the palm faces the midline and the thumb is pointing forward. Sitting up extra straight and tall. And on an inhale, the arm leading with the thumb comes forward and goes up overhead on an inhale. And on an exhale, the arm comes down. Continuing matching movement to your own breath. Up on the inhale. And down on the exhale. Once more, as the arm goes up, feeling the shoulder blade tight up against the back and sliding down the back as the arm comes up. And as you exhale, returning. And one more like this, moving up with the inhale. And down with the exhale. And replacing the hand in the lap. and finding your breath. Now moving into the left arm, allowing the left arm over the side of the chair, sitting up extra tall. You may need to pull your back away from the support of the chair, using wise effort, taking care of yourself. And with the thumb leading, on an inhale, the left arm comes up. And on an exhale, lowering the left arm. Inhale, the hand goes forward, leading with the thumb, and the arm goes up. And lowering. Three more, continuing to exquisitely match movement to breath. Having a sense of savoring the movement in the body. Bringing kind awareness to the sensations of the body and the movements. And perhaps starting the last movement now. And exhaling. And returning the hand to the lap and falling into stillness and having a few breaths for recovery, checking in with the body. The next movement will be a side bend. It begins again with the right hand coming over the side of the chair, and with the left hand grabbing the seat of the chair, if it's possible with the chair that you're in, back by your left hip for support. So on an inhale, the right hand comes up and overhead and lifts, just like in the last sequence, and spending a moment or two just to stretch and have some length in the right torso with the arm overhead. And as you exhale, bending over towards the left, using your left hand for support if needed, having a gentle bend towards the left. And on an inhale, coming back up to the upright position and exhaling as you lower the arm. Switching to the left side, the left arm goes over the side of the chair, the palm faces the midline. The right hand grabs the seat of the chair, back by the right hip, if that's possible, for support. On an inhale, the left arm comes up and overhead. And for a few cycles of breath, just experiencing a sense of lengthening in the spine, lengthening in the waist. And on an exhale, bending over towards the right side of the body. Only doing what feels right in your body. One more cycle of breath. And on an inhale, come back up to vertical. And on an exhale, lowering the arm. And returning the hands to the lap. And taking a few moments to breathe in and breathe out. Moving into our next sequence, it's a modified chair cat-cow pose. This pose is easiest to do if you scoot your buttocks forward a few inches so your back comes off the back of the chair. But if you need support from the back of the chair, that's fine too. Put both of your hands on your knees and both feet flat on the floor, and sitting up especially tall with a sense of length through the neck and reaching the top of the head up to the ceiling. And on an inhale, pushing the heart forward through the shoulders as you lift the chin up on the inhale, and as you exhale, pulling the navel in and rounding the back and pulling the chin to the chest. and following breath to movement into the sway back cow on the inhale and the arch back cat on the exhale. And if it feels comfortable, you can also involve your pelvis in the movement. And continuing doing movement with your own breath as you breathe in, pushing the heart forward, opening the front of the chest, lifting the chin up. And as you exhale, pulling the belly button in, arching the back into the cat, tucking the chin. Two more. And one more. And as you finish the last cycle, returning the spine to a neutral posture, letting gravity pull the shoulders down, falling into stillness, and noticing the impact of these movements in the body. And simply observing sensation in the body for a few cycles of breath. The next movement is called a chest opener. And sitting up tall, taking both hands and grabbing the back sides of the chair, back past your hips, the back portion of the chair seat. And you'll notice how this opens up the front of the chest just a bit. And this may be all that you want to do, and that's fine. If you want to deepen the posture at all, you can lean forward just a bit, feeling a sense of openness in the chest, paying attention to your limits, listening to the body, and release. And the opposite posture for that sequence is to cross your arms in front of yourself as if you're grabbing onto the opposite shoulder and giving yourself a hug. And just hugging the shoulders. And release. And sitting up tall. And falling into stillness. The next posture is a twist. If you're having any particular back issues, proceed cautiously and maybe not doing this posture. So starting the twist by sitting up especially tall and with your belly button beginning to move just a half an inch rotating towards the right and then your lower ribs rotating a little bit more to the right and then your rib cage and finally your shoulders, allowing the left hand to come across to the right knee to support the twist. And holding the pose for a few cycles of breath. On an inhale, growing a little bit taller. And on an exhale, deepening the twist just a bit. Two more breaths. And last breath. And starting with bringing the head and the shoulders, releasing the arm, and coming back to a neutral posture, sitting up tall for a moment, and just noticing if you can sense any asymmetry in the body from having twisted one way and not another. just exploring those sensations. And to prepare to rotate, to do our twist towards the left. On the next inhale, sitting up extra tall. And on the exhale, trying to move the belly button just an inch to the left. And then rotating the lowest ribs, then the rib cage, and then the shoulders with the right hand coming across to the left knee to support the twist. And holding this posture for a few cycles of breath. The chin can rotate to over the left shoulder. And on each inhale, sitting up a little taller. And on each exhale, deepening the twist if that's comfortable. Two more breaths. One more. And beginning with the head, coming back to the midline, releasing the hand, and returning the spine to the neutral position, and dropping into stillness, and noticing how that feels in the body. The next movement will be a hip opener. And for folks with limited mobility, the starting posture is simply to cross the right ankle over the left ankle. And that may be all that's available to you, and that's fine. Some people will want to continue with the movement by crossing the right leg over the left knee. And if it's available to you, the final part of the posture is putting the right ankle on top of the left knee. The right ankle on the left knee, and simply sitting up tall, feeling a gentle stretch in the outside of the right hip, and breathing into the right hip. We're not trying to get anywhere, simply to notice sensation is the goal. If you need a little bit more to feel the stretch in the hip, you can lean forward very gently. On an inhale, sitting up. And on an exhale, uncrossing the legs. And just noticing how this movement feels in the hips, and if there's any different sensations, right hip to left. Moving onto the left side, the left foot crosses over the right for the modification, or the left leg over the right leg, and ultimately the left ankle onto the right knee. Sitting up tall, feeling the gentle stretch in the outside of the left hip, and breathing. And if it's available to you, and if it would feel good in the body, allowing yourself to bend forward just a bit from the hips, leaning the chest forward to increase the stretch in the left hip. And breathing. Two more cycles of breath. And on your next inhale, uncrossing the leg and returning your spine to an upright position and falling into stillness. Our final two postures will be standing poses. So you're welcome to do these poses just standing clear of the chair. But to begin, let's move behind the chair and have you hold on to the chair's back. So standing up and holding on to the back of the chair for balance. The first pose is a mountain pose. So looking down at the feet, lining up the inside edges of the feet, which may be the toes are turning slightly in. This is a slight rotation in with the thighs. The feet may be 6 to 8 inches apart, right under the hips. Activating the thighs a bit to pull up on the kneecaps, which should lead to a gentle tilt of the pelvis. Letting the arms down by the hips and turning the palms forward to open up the front of the chest and spread across the clavicle. Now lifting the top of the head up towards the ceiling, lengthening in the spine, and finding your mountain pose. The chair is there for balance if you need it, but doing some gentle movements, very slight, half an inch forward and half an inch back, just to notice, to sense the shifting weight in the soles of the feet. And perhaps going side to side just a bit. And taking a moment now to find the place where the body feels fully in balance, where the weight is distributed on the balls of the feet and the heels, right to left, equally. And breathing. And releasing the posture. And now moving into a modified tree pose. So pouring all of your weight into the left leg and foot, grounding the left foot into the floor, and shifting the right foot into what we call a kickstand pose. So all of the weight is on the left foot. You can use the back of the chair for support. And only the ball of the right foot is touching the floor with the heel up by the ankle of the left foot and the right knee pointing out towards the side. This is a modified tree and a kickstand pose. And this may be all that you want to do, and that's fine, noticing your balance. To go to the next level, doing a low tree, so continuing to pour your weight into the left foot, and now moving the right foot up to press up against the left calf. Standing tall and finding your balance. This is a metaphor for living, of course, noticing how the body is making all those little minute adjustments, and we can find balance within constant change. And releasing the posture, putting both feet on the floor, and pedaling out the feet for just a moment. Noticing how that feels in the body. And now shifting to the other side, pouring the weight into the right leg, firming up the hip, firming up the leg, and moving into the kickstand pose with the left foot. Pouring the weight onto the right leg, you can use the chair for balance. And the ball of the left foot is on the ground with the heel up by the right ankle, and then the left knee opens to the side into kickstand. Finding your balance, and this may be enough for some, staying in this pose if this is enough work. others that want to go into low tree. Now moving the left foot to press the bottom of the left foot into the right calf. Holding onto the chair if you need to, or if it feels all right for you. Dropping the hands down with the palms open facing the front and finding the low tree pose. Noticing all those little micro adjustments. Noticing any thoughts or judgments about yourself and your balance. Just letting that go and noticing sensation. Releasing the pose, holding the back of the chair again, and pedaling out the feet. Returning to your seat, sitting in the chair. Both feet flat on the ground. Spine long in a comfortable but dignified posture with ease. Hands in the lap. And finding your breath. Noticing any echoes of these gentle movements in the body. Perhaps having a sense of gratitude for being with the body with kindness. And breathing for a few more moments just as you are, right here.